This is Gospel Connect.
Jesus Christ, Hallelujah. To worship you. worship the Lamb. Worship the Lamb. Worship the Lamb. Worship the Lamb. Oh, select the Lord to say. Lying the Lord upon a marble to say. See the Lord upon a good day. I worship the Lamb that He provides for my salvation, but I follow the Lion. He is King forever. He is my King. He is my judge, but He is my Lawgiver from now on forevermore. So I serve the
of the Lord
with my mouth.
I am the apple of watching too. I am the twinkle of the crown on his head. He's guiding me safely in the way. Yes, he knows the way I walk. He sees the path I trod. 'Cause his spirit is all over me, and he's guiding me safely. House always miss the chance of receiving the anointing of the house. You know, I came here in the same auditorium during the funeral of that great man of God, Pastor Enoch. And I was beginning to wonder how many people in the house truly factored the anointing that was upon his life. Then it occurred to me that many strangers came into this hall just once for a service and took an anointing and left. It's the story of Israel. Strangers come and partake of that which was meant for sons. And the sons are dying of hunger and thirst. Jesus called Judas Iscariot friend, even at the point of betrayal. Friend, do you betray me with a kiss? He was hoping that those words would strike a chord in his heart. After all these years, you were the only person I gave a portfolio to, the purse. You embezzled it and never for once publicly derided you or condemned you. Do you betray me with a kiss? That man walked through here and built this edifice and built up many lives, and he's gone now. What are you going to build? Who will you raise? Which blind eyes will you open? But you are busy in disobedience with God. As many receiving, to them giving power to become sons. And as many as I led by that Spirit, they are the sons of God. Little, little foxes, spoil the vine. Sing it. Little, little foxes, spoil the vine. Instruct yourself. They take away your rights to be sweet.
Take away your rights to history.
They stop your march to destiny.
They stop your march to destiny.
Little foxes,
little foxes,
always
spoil the vine.
Little,
little foxes,
always.
Little, little foxes, spoil the vine.
Little, little foxes.
Little, little foxes, spoil the vine.
Instruct yourself. They take away your rights to history.
They take away your rights to history.
Stop your march to glorious destiny.
Stop your march to destiny.
Little foxes,
little foxes,
very little,
but they spoil the vine.
Little,
little foxes, spoil the vine.
Little foxes,
little foxes.
Catch them before they get
up.
They always. Sit down. Don't tamper with the atmosphere. Christians do that. Whenever you hear a signal, you begin to move and you don't understand what your movement does. Stand up, because they are generals that are coming out. They are the people who will do the things you have refused to do. God always picks the last to do the first things. If you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you are a general. Come up. If you want to cut a covenant with him, come up. It's not time to walk out of the hall. You don't understand the spirit. When we get to the climax of the moment, that's when you think it's time to move. You don't know the spirit, and it doesn't know you. Where are you? Just come to the front. Don't be ashamed. Jesus won't disgrace you. I was like you. I lived my early youth amongst prostitutes and drunkards. The language I knew was the language of the brothel.
Jesus was a man at 12
concerning where God was taken. Because he answered all the questions of the chief scribes, and he asked them questions which they had no answer to. From that point, he had celebrated his bar mitzvah. His mother and no woman could look upon his nakedness. He was a man. So when they say the rich young ruler, that tells you that he qualified while he was still young. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? He qualified early. He was a ruler amongst God's people. And he did that very early. Then you also understand Paul's credentials. You also understand his boast. He says, amongst my people, I was at the top. And concerning our faith, I belonged to the most zealous sect, the Pharisee sect. This was a rich young ruler. He was rich in the things of God. He was young, and he was a ruler in the house of God. Then he came to Jesus. He says, good master, what good thing must I do to inherit the kingdom? Jesus said, why do you call me good? Go and keep the law. What does it say? Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long on the face of the earth. All of you that are looking for long life, you don't need anybody laying hands on you. The secret to long life on the earth is honor your father and your mother. He didn't say worship them. He said do what? Honor them. You don't need hands laid on you or oil poured on you. And the rich young ruler said, I have kept it since I was a child. And Jesus is God, remember? Mark says, and Jesus looked at him and he loved him. Because he had told the truth. Jesus could have operated the gift of word of knowledge there and revealed what the guy did the previous day that broke the law. But Jesus knew this guy had done well by keeping the law. Do you think it's everybody that is morally decadent? There are unbelievers that are morally sound. Someone was traveling out of Murtala Mohammed Airport, and it was said that as an expatriate he was carrying so much money, and the Nigerian immigration officials wouldn't let him. So he had to keep back some of the money, and he ran to one of these malams that sell and buy currency. And he said to him, can you keep this for me? I'm returning from Germany in a few weeks. That one said, this is my name. Any day you come, your money will be here. And he went and boarded and took off. When he returned, he went there. The man was not there. He said to them, I kept some money here. I was also passing. They brought it in the same leather bag, the way it was tied. There are unbelievers who have only one wife, even though their religion allows them to have four. And they have no concubine, and they are not intended on doing that. I'm saying there are dogs who are disciplined. Because he called the Syrophoenician woman a dog. And then when she finished talking, he said, I have not seen such faith, even amongst the sons. And Jesus said, this one thing you have not done, sir. Go, sell all that you have. Give to the poor. Have treasure. Where? Then come and say, follow. Say, follow. Say, follow. This guy was rich, young, and a ruler in the synagogue. But he had no treasure in heaven. You can be rich, young, and a ruler in church and not be known in heaven. It's a fearful thing. Because we have the erroneous impression that the more busy we are for Jesus, the more certain we are that we will sit in a favorable place in his throne. My friend, open your eyes and see even natural things teach about the spiritual. Jehovah's Witness, nobody does evangelism like them. Their church is not growing. If it was according to activity, say Jehovah's, will they be building those small temples? They should be filling stadia. Because every day they knock every door. They are a pest to everybody. And if you are a Jehovah's Witness here, I don't mean it insultingly. But truth is one. When you collide with it, it might hurt. But please don't fight with it. Evangelism is not knocking everybody's door. Evangelism is not running helter-skelter. Evangelism is being led by the Holy Ghost. Until your life bears fruit, you are not permitted to represent him. Peter, all of you, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you can become witnesses for me. You don't represent him outside his spirit. You know you can die in church on this stage and find yourself in the hell. That is why the religions of the world make a mess of it. When a person is about to die, they come and administer last rites. Omne dictum santus. Just go into the holes and they bury you. The rich young ruler did not understand what it was like. Because every day he listened to Jesus, he knew there was a kingdom where his name ought to be registered in. And he knew that there was this nagging fear, I'm not there yet. That centurion saw that kingdom. He said, Master, you don't have to follow me home. I've watched you. I'm a man under authority. And I have people under me. When I say come, they must come. And I have watched you. Every time you talk, there is an unseen hand that moves to perfect that which you spoke about. So you don't have to follow me. Just speak the word. Your guys are waiting to obey you. But Jairus, the leader of the synagogue, said, follow me home. Lay hands on my daughter and she shall be healed. I see an evil under the sun. Princes walking on earth, the earth, and their servants riding upon a horse. I will follow you. I will follow you from now till the end of time. I will follow you. I will follow you from now till the end of time. Sing it with me.
I will follow you. I will follow you from now till the end of time.
Sing it with me, yeah.
I will.
Pastor, I give you praise and I worship you. It gives me great honor and it fills me with joy to lift up a praise unto you. It's a privilege to be accounted as one of those in your company, and the importance of it is not lost on me. I recommend you to anybody in the world. You are our pastor, you are our shepherd, you are our Lord and our Redeemer. You are Jesus the King. Hallelujah.
You are my guiding light. You are my guiding light. You are my guiding light. With you, I can never fall. The bright and morning star. You are the fountain of life. You are the wellspring of wisdom to my soul. I'm not ashamed to share you with the world.
Can we claim to live when we're without? walk in the truth, a light will always rise for them out of darkness. So let God arise today and let his enemies be scattered. You will see them blown away like smoke is blown by the wind. You will see them melt like wax is melted by the fire. Remove from your life every hindrance to the light of God. God is locked up on the inside of you. Give him expression in your life today. Take sides with him. After all, wisdom is justified of our children. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart as they did in the wilderness and perished. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So let the people praise you, O God. So let the people praise you.
When you don't know the way of the wind, how can you run when you don't know the way of the spirit? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the wind? The power at work in you, bringing everything in obedience to. How can you walk when you don't know the way of the wind? How can you run when you don't know the way of the spirit? How can you fly when you don't know the way of the wind? The power at work in you, bringing everything in obedience to Christ, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hand is the key to eternal life. A little here and a little there, till the day will dawn. He's at work in me, bringing everything in obedience to Christ. Swallow your pride tonight, come to the school of the Spirit. Don't you know, in his hand is the key to eternal life. A little here and a little there, until the day will dawn. He's at work in me, bringing everything in obedience. obedience to Christ.
In obedience to Christ.
In obedience to Christ.
Do I?
ashes of my dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand out of the ashes.
This is Gospel Connect.